It is with a heavy heart that I report that Thought Admiral Chris has gone to Stovacar. May they tremble at his arrival.
Hi, this is Bill Hedrick, also known as Thought Admiral Kolb Epitai Horik, retired. I joined KEG in 1993, the fall of 1993. Sent in my paper application to John Halverson when he lived in Michigan. He sent me back a copy of the mind scanner, actually a couple copies of the mind scanner. It wasn't for a year or two later, though, that I actually got to know him. And he was one of those people that you have to know in order to really appreciate. He's not a glad-hander. He was not a BS artist, though some people thought he was. He was actually a very straightforward guy. And when he had to put on the forced smile, you knew he didn't like to do it. He was incredibly creatively generous and really loved people. He was generally and completely disappointed and heartbroken when fan politics came up and didn't act for the greater good. Because that's what he was really about. He was not an egotist. Well, he had a huge ego. You don't get to be where he was and who he was without having a huge ego and not having it justified. But he was also an incredibly humble man. He was a good friend. And I will miss him deeply. The best thing we can do, though, is to go on to make Klingons great, because they are great. He knew they were great, and their greatness is in the first rule of KEG, having fun. And that's finally what fandom is about, having fun. So go ahead, mourn for a moment, but know that that's the least thing that he would want us to do. He would be incredibly embarrassed by all the love and adulation that he's getting now. So let's do it. Let's satisfy our need to grieve, our need to praise, our need to remember, and let's move on. Kapla.
There's not much more that I can say about John S. Halverson that I didn't say on the members forum. He was very passionate about the Klingon assault group. He wanted to see more recruitment. He wanted to see more activity. He had a lot of ideas to get that going too. You know that he used to push recruitment, recruitment, recruitment. And I would say, what about retention, retention, retention? But his ideas, his activities, they did the same thing. They did both. They got the people out there doing something. Like, these Klingons have vision. That was for the individual warrior to go out and do something. Not worry about if the ship that they're on is going to do something. Not worry about if they did have a ship. He believed the same thing I believed in, that it's the warrior you pay attention to, not just the ships. It's the warrior, because one day the warrior will make the ship. He tried to talk to everyone, see how everyone is doing, and encourage them and just be their friend. There were some people, but It took him a while to give up on certain things, but he was really passionate, and I really loved that about him. He wasn't just somebody that sat back on their laurels. He wasn't someone that said, yeah, I created that, I did that, and just sat there and watched everybody else. He just kept going. He just had so much... Like I had said before, he's a really big supporter of mine. He was really happy to talk to me. He was happy to see the things that I was doing. Of course, wanted me to continue to do that because it was the same thing he wanted to do. Get other people to do the same thing I was doing. And every so often, between our conversations, he'd send those words of encouragement. And I wish I could tell you everything that he said. I'm gonna miss him.
My name is Sarah. At the time John knew me, I was Mark. We still know each other, but I'm transgender, so I have changed. Him and I did many functions together. We went to each other's kids' schools and did reading as fundamental programs. We went to different functions as with cystic fibrosis and other things. He was a great man. Him and I had lots of fun. I will miss him always. Storvacor, beware, a great warrior comes your way. Ah!
Good day. This is Commander Bakar Sutai Zadan from Montreal IKB Rising Phoenix. Met the man, the honorable man, in Toronto a long time ago. He promoted me from sergeant to first lieutenant, and he gave me my honorific. So sad. Wishing family my condolences and sending you my respects. Storvacor, you are about to meet a noble warrior.
This is Commander Jorn Sutai Vampire. Okay, the only reason I have the rank of commander is that John forced that rank upon me. I met John when we were doing a panel together in Omaha, Nebraska, even though I didn't know who he was at the time. It took me many years to really get to know the man and to get to know his generosity. He went out of his way to send people to me, people that I could recruit for CAG while I was serving as XO of the Rising Phoenix Quadrant. But what I really know him for is the time we spent planning and carrying out the CAG assembly at Treklanta in 2018. It was amazing what he could do with a panel. I could schedule it, but he could fill the room. And he could keep everybody in their seats. Nobody wanted to leave when he was the panelist. But that wasn't the end of his efforts. He planned extra convention activities, like a CAG barbecue on the Friday night of the convention. A barbecue that had specific goals that he planned to use at other conventions, like his Federation flag napkin. Hey, it's a barbecue. You're going to get your hands messy. You're going to have to clean off your hands. You need a napkin. And what better napkin is there than a Federation flag? The man was a font of activities. And I think the best way we can all honor his memory is to keep doing things. At conventions or in public. Things that show off the spirit he instilled into CAG and into its members. Stovacor, you have a great man heading your way. Kaplop!
My name is Leela McMichael. I am known as Keela in the Klingon Assault Group. I'm honored to share my memories of John Halverson, a.k.a. Thought Admiral Chris Epitai Kokura, founder of the Klingon Assault Group. I first joined CAG in 1994 as a non-commissioned officer and stayed that way until 1999 because I was heavily involved in the Society for Creative Anachronism. I left that group in 1999 and began to participate in CAG more fully. I finally built costumes for me and my husband, Andy Fairbanks, and we attended our first convention in Ridges in uniform in late 1999, and there, I met Larry Septric, a.k.a. Admiral Croesh, and members of House Septaric. By the end of that convention, Larry had asked me to join his house, and I did so, not knowing what challenges that would bring me later in CAG. Because I arrived in CAG late, as an active member, I kind of missed the memo about the Civil War. I was a non-com and involved in the SCA, and I just really didn't know about it. And even though Larry was no longer technically in CAG as a result, he helped me become a stronger member in the Klingon Assault Group. And as such, I was determined to bring back honor to the Septaric name in the group by serving it well. Despite the fact that I was a Septaric, John was still friendly to me. He even invited me to join his household. I was very honored, but I respectfully declined. I think he kind of held me at arm's length for a while after that, but he got over it. We had a mercurial relationship at times, but he was always a fascinating personality to me. I loved his wacky humor, and I appreciated his absolute love and devotion for all things Klingon. John and I did not see eye to eye on everything, but it was obvious that his desire for the Klingon Assault Group to be the best it could possibly be was paramount. He did his part supplying books, pamphlets, artwork, pins, awards. He sent snail mail and email letters of encouragement and conducted numerous chats on Messenger and social media. He participated in every mind scanner ever produced until his illness forced him to cease. He did so much to build the Klingon Star Trek fan base that he touched every single Klingon group out there. I believe that he had his hand in either founding or influencing every one extant today. My very fondest memory of John was at our 25th anniversary of CAG about 5 years ago, when he allowed my house father, Admiral Croesh Epitai Septaric, to return to the CAG fold, unbeknownst to me. I heard someone say my name, and I turned to see Croesh standing there. I cannot tell you how I felt. My throat is a little tight even as I speak. I know that John Halverson had to have put his seal of approval on that. I know that John Halverson had to have been okay with Larry being there, or it absolutely would not have happened. And I will be forever grateful. I grabbed Larry and hugged him close, and all I could say was, "Father," over and over again. I hadn't seen him in so many years, and to see him there at a CAG anniversary celebration meant that his exile was finally over, that our house would be together again in CAG, and I was moved to tears. Well, John was just sitting there quietly on a chair observing the whole thing. But when I turned to look for him, because I knew who to thank, he saw me coming. He shifted in his seat a little bit, bless his heart, and I heard him say under his breath, "Uh-oh." But it was too late. He had nowhere to run, and I was on him in an instant. I hugged his neck, and I planted a big kiss on his cheek, and I said, "Thank you." My second best memory of John was 2 years ago at Treklanta in Atlanta, Georgia. He came down to attend the convention, and having him at Treklanta was a blessing for all of us local Klingons. We all enjoyed his fellowship, camaraderie, and humor, and especially his contribution to panels and his presentation on just how much the Federation sucks. I also remember him standing introducing me to read the list of fallen warriors just before I led the Klingon Death Howl. His voice lifted with ours, and now we lift our voices in memoriam to him. I am sure that when we are again able to reconvene after the COVID-19 crisis at conventions across the nation and world, that many death howls will be done to his honor. Among the great times we had with John at Treklanta was going to the barbecue restaurant with him. Teresa Watkins, who saved my life at that con, long story, no time, drove me and her there, and she took some awesome photographs of the gathering, which consisted of us three and John Schulberg and John Tackett. John Halverson brought his stuffed targ and a United Federation of Planets flag that we were all invited to use as a napkin to wipe away our barbecue sauce. At the end, John put his handprint on the flag with barbecue sauce and then signed it with a felt marker. And when we were finished eating, he presented the flag to me, and I took it home. But in a few months, it became very, very ripe. And so I thought it would be fine if I washed it, because I thought the smell would go away and the stain from the tomato in the barbecue sauce would stay on the fabric. Huh, but it came out white as snow, except for his autograph. And I was just so shocked. I was scared to tell him what happened. And so I planned to get friends together later and use paint and put handprints on it in the various species of the Star Trek world on it, and maybe burn the edges a little bit, and then take a picture and send it to him and then tell him what happened. But I never got the chance, and I feel quite sure that he would laugh at me if he knew what I had done. So also at Treklanta, I was very honored when John asked me to pose with him for a picture that would eventually be used to construct a limited edition of a CAG pin for our German Klingons. He sent me one of them as a memento, and I still have it above my computer desk, and I'm looking at it right now. Again, as I say, John Halverson was an unusual and charismatic individual, and when he was hospitalized, I just felt it so necessary for me to personally get the word out to pray for him and to do my part in getting the word out about his illness, and for us to do our parts to lift him up in prayer and good thoughts. And we all thought that he was doing very well, because as you all know, he was a fighter. I mean, John was, when he set his mind to it, you know, it got done. So then when his cousin Bob Halverson texted me that John had passed that day, I was just shocked and stunned. You know, and we all expected him to beat whatever it was that had laid him low. And I know that his spirit was willing, but I guess his body just wore out. As we Southerners say, John Halverson was a mess. In fact, a hot mess. But he was absolutely the best thing that ever happened to Klingon fandom. He shaped all of us. He was a person to be admired and respected and now mourned over, because we will not see another one like him in our lifetimes, I don't think. He did so much for all of us who are fans of Klingons and Klingon culture, and he will be sorely missed. My condolences and prayers extend to his entire family and friends and all of CAG. I think it's a testament to John's charisma and very large presence that even those of us who didn't have that much face time with him were still very much affected by his personality and his drive. Rest in peace, John. We will meet in Stovacore again one day.
This is from Robert Plant. I did not have the pleasure of meeting John S. Halverson in person, but I have talked to him on many occasions, the last being when I wished him a Merry Christmas just before he fell ill. My most fond discussion I had with John was when I first joined CAG a few years ago. I was researching all I could find on Klingon culture and costuming. I had told him that I had been a fan of Star Trek since it began in 1966, and though at first I was a Federation follower, I had always admired the Klingons, and when General Martok first appeared on Deep Space Nine, I was hooked on becoming a Klingon. So when I started looking for information on putting together a General Martok cosplay, I was directed to CAG quickly, became a member, and that is how I became connected with John. He helped me with sites and also connected me with other CAG members to assist me in becoming an honorable Klingon. And when I got my uniform and headpiece together and showed him the pictures I had taken, he was very pleased and complimented me. He is also who directed me to seek out other Klingons in my area, which is how I met Leela McMichael, Keela, and became a member of the IKV Executioner, where I have been doing my best to represent CAG. So now I raise my mug of blood wine in honor to a great leader, person, and friend. To John, may we meet again at the gates of Stovacore, my friend.
We have this from Susan Frank. Thank you for the invitation to contribute something to your podcast about Chris. Chris communicated charismatically, in person and in writing. I had the fun of attending several cons with him, Toronto Trek, and the Dover Peace Conferences being especially memorable. I got to see the power of his personality at work. Here is an excerpt from the item he wrote for Agonizer 3:3 in 1991, titled, Why Klingon, Klingon? He was always recruiting. He promoted what he loved, and I hope you can all hear his voice. There is nothing that compares to being part of a Klingon crowd at a con. At the small conventions, even the larger ones, a grouping of 10 or more Klingons is enough to make the whole hotel buzz, cameras flash, and heads swim. Then again, being the only Klingon at a con can feel pretty good. You are the sole Klingon representative, and all eyes, fed or other, are on you. It can be a unique thrill in itself. We are Klingons because in Star Trek fandom, there is nothing else that can even come close. Most new members to the Klingon Assault Group are coming from the Fed clubs as they want something, get this, different and fun. I tell them what I tell all Klingons, be they small-time spy or uniform ship captain with a crew of 20 or more. Pull on your boots, strap on your disruptor, go to a convention and swagger through the hallways. It is your heritage. Go out and claim what is yours, Klingon. Signed, Chris Epitai Kukura, Thought Admiral, Klingon Assault Group.
For the first 10 years or so that I was active in CAG in the USA, John Halverson was this mythical figure that many of my shipmates told stories about. They told tales of glory, of intrigue, of battle, of betrayal, and of reconciliation. Sometimes they spoke as if he was their greatest enemy, and at other times their greatest friend. As a young officer, I found it very confusing. Then at the 20th anniversary of CAG at MarCon in Columbus, Ohio in 2009, I finally got to meet the man. Well, first I met his Targ as I came around the corner of the party suite. He was waving this large, cooked beast around for all to see. It was from an episode of Enterprise, I believe. That was followed quickly by the appearance of a 10-pound bar of chocolate because Klingons love chocolate. He was always laughing, always having fun. He told tales, too, tales of CAG's past and where he saw CAG's future. Over the years as I moved through the club, I worked with him more and more. I soon understood why my former shipmates spoke the way they did. John was both the child and the teacher. He was as infuriating as he was insightful. He could be both enemy and friend. He was there to spur us on just when we needed it. And this is probably what I will miss the most about him. John created CAG to spread his love of Klingons and have fun with everyone who would listen. We listened, and now it is on us to spread CAG and keep it growing. For as long as CAG endures, John will endure. Kapla, the Epitai. Kapla, the Klingon Assault Group.